If you're holding Nach Mem Tess on Aleph on top. Again, in the middle of the Shiloh, the last Gemara was Hudashin the Pasuk of Liznois Beis Avia, that there was a new Pasha of a Nara Hamarosa. Means if you have a girl that's a Nara, she's 12 years old to 12 and a half, and she's Marosa, means she has Erison only. So the new Pasha, if she has Nus with another man, she's Chayes Kila. A new Kiddush. Mashenken, once she becomes a Bageris, or once she becomes a Nesuya, then if she has Nus with another man, then she's Chayim Chenik. But the Kiddush of Nara Hamarosa that gets Kila is Dafka when she's a Nara and a Marosa. So he said, what about, the Mishnah talks about, if the father gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal for Nesuyin. So that we said a Kiddush that once the father gives his daughter over to the Shliach of the Baal to take her, like, to his house now, so from then on, if she has Nus with another man, she's Chayiv Cheneg, she's not Chayiv Skila. Because the Pasuk says, Lizno is based over here. Yoni Chayiv Skila when the girl is still in her father's house, by her father's house. That's the pshat. The aside of Erison, the aside of Erison is that the mole used to first make Erison, she's still called Bishosav. When you make Nisui and then she leaves the father's house completely, goes to the Baal's house.
What's more severe?
Skila? Skila is more severe, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the Chiddush of Nara Marosa. Now we ask the Kashi now, Vyema, let's say, Heicho da Hodra Levenosa, Hodra Lemilsa. What's going to be, we're talking about now, where the father, he already married off his daughter, she's an Arusa. And they wait 12 months till they make the Nisuyin. Now it comes time to make the Nisuyin. So he said, we're talking about that the father sent her with the Shliach of the Baal. So they're on the road now, and they're taking her to the husband. So that we said, if she has Nus now, she doesn't get Skiller anymore, she gets Chenik. We're asking Nakasha, what's going to be if, let's say, she changes her mind, or she gets scared, she doesn't want to go to her husband, she doesn't want to have Nisuyin, she wants to come back to her father's house. So what's going to be if she runs back home, that she comes back to her father's house? Because Nakasha, let's say now she should get Skila. Let's call it Liznois Beis Avia. As in the case where she didn't go with the Shliach of the husband to meet the husband, but she went back to her father's house, and she's still by her father's house, and now she has Nus with another man. So really she's still a Nara, and really all she had is only Erison until now. The Nisuyin didn't help. So let's say she goes back to her father's house completely, that she should have Skila. So this Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rava says no. Hahu kfar posko tonet v'Rav Yishmuel. Tonet v'Rav Yishmuel learned, taught us like this. The tonet v'Rav Yishmuel, we learned in the debate, in the Beis HaMedrash of Rav Yishmuel, the Pasuk says, V'neder almono u'gerusha. Kol asher osra al-nafsha, yokem alei. If you have a lady, that's an almona. She doesn't have a husband, or else gerusha, she received a get. So in such a case, kol asher osra al-nafsha, she makes a neder upon herself, yokem alei. It's chal, it is a neder. So the Mura Sakasha, Mal Talmulei, what's the Chiddush over here? We're talking about she was already married to a husband, and they had Nisuyin. So whenever the girl has Nisuyin, even though she's a Nara, she goes out of the Rishus Av. Like this, the halacha is, when you have your own daughter, until she's a Nara, even when she's a Nara, if she makes a neder, the father has the right to be made for a Nadarim, until she becomes a Begeris. But until she's 12 and a half years old, if your daughter makes a neder, the father has the right to be made for her. To say it's no good. Mashenkin, here we're talking about this girl had Nisuyin. She was married with Nisuyin, so she went out of the father's house. The father can't be made for her Nadarim. Umoitzas Mechlau Bao, and she also doesn't have a husband. We're talking about an Amona. The husband died. Or else the Grusha, the husband gave her a get. So the Pasuk, Kashra is, what's the Chiddush of the Pasuk? Now the Pasuk says, if this lady now makes a nether, it's a good nether. And the only way to get rid of it is to go to a chacham to be mat in the dorim. So the Mara Pshita, she has no husband to go to. A regular lady, she goes to a husband. Husband can be made for the neder. But here she's now Mona or Grusha. So for the Mara, Hare, Mutsas Mechlalav, Mutsas Mechlalbal, this lady, this girl, went out of the father's house, and she doesn't have a husband anymore. So Pshita, her neder, is called a good neder. What's the Chiddush of the Pasuk? Elo, the Pasuk means like this. Again, where first he only made Erison, they made Kedushin, and the girl was still living in the father's house. And now it came the time to make Nisuyin, so the father gave her over, gave his daughter over to the Shluchei HaBaal, to the messenger from the husband. Or else, Shemosru Shluchei Av L'Shluchei HaBaal. Started out that the father sent a messenger with her to bring her to the husband. And in the middle of the road, the Shliach of the father met the Shliach of the Baal, and they gave her over now to the Shliach of the Baal. That's what happened. That's called the Mesira, in order to make a Nisuyin later on. That she was given over to the Shliach of the Baal to make Nisuyin. Now, v'nis arman lo, and let's say now the husband dies. Baderech, oy nizgash, or else the husband gives her a get now, even before he makes a real Nisuyin. So what's going to be in such a case? Eicha nikarabo, beis avia shelzu, oy beis baila shelzu. What do I call this girl now? Is she still called in the father's house that the father could still be made for a nedarim? In other words, do we consider this like a ma'isa nesuyin? Or no, we say, one way it is not called a ma'isa nesuyin, because she never really got to the husband's house, so maybe she's still called brishus avi in the father's house. Or maybe no, since she was sent to the messenger of the husband, it's considered like she's already based by law, shelzu. So what do we do? And Elohim law comes to teach us like this, that kivon shiyotze shu'achas, Mishusav, as soon as the daughter, leaves her father's house for even 1 second, once she was given over to the shliach of the husband, she went out of her father's rishus. The pasuk is telling us, shuv ein yochel hofer. She never comes back to the father's rishus anymore. Even if the husband dies, or even if she runs back to her father's house, nothing doing. Once the father gave his daughter over to the shliach of the Baal, it's considered like she went into the rishus of the Baal, and she went out of the father's rishus, that she can never come back anymore to the father's rishus. Even if the husband dies now, it's like she was married with Nisuyin, that if her husband dies, she doesn't go back to her father's rishus. The father has no more rights over her. The father can't be made for the nedarim. So mainly the same halacha applies to us also. Negei to the halacha of a nara hamarasa. When do we say this girl that's Marasa only has erisin? If she has nus with another man, she gets kilo only if she never left the father's house. But in this case, where the father sent her away with the shliach of the Baal, so for 1 second it's considered like she left the father's house, so therefore she lost her din of a nara hamarasa. And if she has nus now, she doesn't get skila, but only chenik. And even though we say now she'll run back to the father's house, it doesn't make a difference. That's the drasha, that once she left the father's house, l'shur achas, for 1 second even, she doesn't come back to the father's rishus anymore. Omer Rav Papa says, afana namitanina. We also learned like this. I bring you right from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says, Habo al Nara Maroso, of a man is Mizana, lives with a Nara, a girl that's 12 years old. Ha Maroso, she has Erisin, she's married to a man. Ein a Chayiv, when is there a Pasha, the Chayiv Skila, Ache Te Nara? The girl has to be a Nara, means from 12 to 12 and a half. Pesula, it also has to be that she never lived with a man yet. And Maroso, she has to be that she only has Erisin, she doesn't have Nisuin yet. It says, V'hibe v'esavia, she's also still at the father's house. That's what the pasuk says. In such a case, if a man lives with her now, they're chayiv skila. Whether the man or whether she does the brotzon, she's chayiv skila also. Tamar says, what do we need this pasuk for? Bishlei manara tells us she has to be a nara, it's good. V'lei begeris. It's like exeris akasiv. Only when the girl is 12 to 12 and a half. But once she becomes 12 and a half years old, that's called a begeris, another stage in life. Her body changes even more. Then she doesn't have the loch of Nara Marosa. Even though she has the same status about it, Eishesish, that she's married the same way, but once her body becomes a begeris, there's no more chayiv skila. If a man lives with her now, they're only chayiv chenik. Bisula, what does the pasuk mean? She has to be a bisula. That means v'loy bula, that she didn't live with a man yet. But if the girl lived with a man even before she got married, and then she has erisin, even though she's a nara, if now she lives with another man, she's only chayiv cheneg, not skila. The pasha of skila is only by a nara, and she has to be a basula. Murasa, what does the pasuk say that she's only married? The diyak is v'loy nesuya, and not if she has nesuyin. When she has nesuyin with the husband, and now if somebody else lives with her, there's no more chayiv skila. Bevei savia, then the pasuk says she still has to be at the father's house. is Lamutemai, what is that teaching us? It says already in Murosa that she has to only have Erisin and not Nisuyin. So what does it mean, Beisaviyah? Lav Lamuti doesn't come to exclude that in the case of our case, that Mos or Rav, Lishluchi Abal, in the case where the father gave over his daughter to the Shliach of the Baal, to the husband's messenger, to take her to him, from that second it's called that she left the Beisaviyah, she's not called the Beisaviyah anymore. And upon the way, or even if she returns back home from now on, she won't get skiller anymore. So it's a riot to what we're saying, that Beisaviyah means she has to stay there. But if she left the father's house for 1 minute even, she can't come back anymore. She doesn't have a din of Beisaviyah. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, Afana Namitinina. We also learned like this, from the Mishnah Sanhedrin, that it says, Habo Aleshes Ish, if somebody is Mizana with a married lady, Kiva Shinichnasalushus Abala Nisuyin, as soon as the lady went to her husband's Rishus for Nisuyin, Afa Pishla Nivala, even though they didn't live together yet, that you have a Kala, that they had Erisin, let's say a year ago, and now comes the night they're going to have Nisuyin, and they made the Chuppah ready, and after the Chuppah, before the husband lived with them, she had Nus with somebody else. The Lacher is Abu Alea Reza Bechenik. If somebody lives with her at that time, after the Nisuyin, before the husband lived with her, so she's still called a Psula, the din is they only get chenik, that's all. Nichnasol Rishus HaBaal B'Alma Shmamina. So it says a Lashon over here, Kivan Shenichnasol Rishus HaBaal. As soon as she came into the Rishus of the Baal, it changes her din, she doesn't get skiller anymore, but only chenik. Mashma bi'alma, mashma, any type of coming in to the Rishus of the Baal, it's called no more Rishusav, she doesn't get skila. So Shemamin, this will also be a raya, that as long as the father turned her over for 1 minute to the Rishus of the Baal, to the Shliach of the Baal, she's not called Bevesavi anymore. And from then on, she doesn't have a loch of skila, but from then on, the din is only Ichenik. So mashma, that's the maskona, that's the psak loch like this. Now once the girl was given over to the shliach of the Baal, she's out of her husband's rishus, out of the father's rishus, and now she won't get skila, only chenik. So at the Mishnah, Ho'av eino chayi b'mizoynes bitoy. A father midiraisa does not have a chiyuv to support, to feed his daughter. Doesn't have a chiyuv to support his kids. Rashi says, what b'chayiv when he's alive? G'mor mefora shamay noket bitoy. Why do we say your daughter, what about your son? Same halach applies to your son also. But Zem Midrash Doris Reb Loza ben Azayah. Reb Loza ben Azayah made a drasha like this. Lefnei Chachomim b'kerem b'yavna. He made this drasha in front of the Chomim in the kerem of b'yavna. So Rashi says, why is it called b'kerem b'yavna? Al shem shev yoshvim shura shuros k'kerem. That Tamidim was sitting like around and around like in a vineyard. That's the way the rows of chairs were. It looked like a vineyard, one row after another row after another row. So Kid Radim Rashi before says, they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be the Nasi, so the day he became the Nasi, he made this Rosha. And he said, Habonim Yirshu, there's such a halacha that when the father dies, the son yashins the father. And who Rashi it's on, we'll soon see here. Habonim Yirshu, the sons yashin inherit the father. The Habonim Yizainu, there's also a Tanai Ksuba, that when the father dies, the daughters have a right to get mezonos, to get fed from the nechassim of the father. We'll soon see Rashi why. This is a tenai ksuba. This is what it says in the mother's ksuba, that when the husband dies, her daughter has to be fed from the father's nechassim. Now the diuk is like this: maha bonim, just like the children, the sons, einam yoshim eloli achamisa saav. When does the son get Yerusha? When do they inherit their father? Only after the father died. But mashma, when the father was alive, the sons have nothing from their father. Is afhabonos, the same thing applied to the daughters, a nizonos. They have no right to get fed, to get mizonos from the father's property, only after the father dies. But calls them on the father is alive, that the locha, they don't have a right to get mizonos. Midiraisa. Rashi says, Habonim Yirshu v'Habonis Yizoinu. Rashi says, Shtei Takonois Tiknu Bezdin Matanai Ksuba. These are two Takonis that Bezdin made when you write up a Ksuba. And we'll see more about it later in the Masechta Nafnun Beis. that it says Habonim Yirshu Ksubas Bonadichrin. It says sons Yarshin the mother's Ksuba. The Tanan B'Masnisim will learn a Mishnah later. Bonadichrin the Hevelachim Noi. When a lady gets married, like she makes a Tanai with a husband in the Ksuba, that the sons that I'm going to have from you. Now let's say a man had sons from a lady before, and he remarries now. So the second wife makes a Tanai and says that the children, the sons I'm going to have from you, inan yasin kesuk subasecha yeser achokayim. I want my sons to yashin my ksuba. In the case, let's say she dies, and then the husband dies, so she wants to make sure that her children yashin her ksuba, more than just the yerusha they'll get from their father. But this we'll see more later on that nun beis. That was one takona. Fahainu habonim yirshu ksubas bonim dichrin. That means the sons yashin their mother's ksuba. Later on, another three daf, we'll see exactly what it is. That's one tekona, that the sons yashin their mother's ksuba. V'habonois yizaynu. Bona nukvin dihev l'chiminoi, she says also in the ksuba, that any girls, any daughters that I have from you, in them you have in yasum evesi, they should be sitting in my house, or Mrs. Norman Chosai, and they should get them a panosa, that the money from your property. Adati bagrun, until they become vagaris. Or yatit lochun legurvun, or until they get married. But either until they're 12 and a half years old, they have to get supported from your nechosim. This is a Tanai ksuba that it says in the ksuba. So the diik is, just like the sons only yashin their mother's ksuba. After the father dies, it's the same thing the daughters. Only get mezainis from their father after the father dies. From the nechassim, the yorshim have to pay the daughters also to live on. But when the father is alive, there's no chiyuv midiraisa for father to support his children. So Shiloh, till they're 6 years old, some learn there is a chiyuv. Up until six, they can't manage on their own, then you have the chiyuv to support them. But after six, there's no more chiyuv to support your kids. And we'll see in the Gemara. So the Gemara. The Gemara's Mashma, the Mizoinah's Bita, with your daughter's food, who the Yain and Chayiv? There you have no Chayiv, a father doesn't have a Chayiv to support his daughter. Ha, the Mizoinah's Benoi, Chayiv, but it's Mashma from the Mishnah, if you have a son, your son, you do have a Chayiv to support your son, to give him Mizoinah's. Right, another Diyak is, Bita Nami, even by your daughter, there's no chiv, you're not forced to support your daughter. But I'll tell you, it's a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to support your daughter. That's what's mashma for now Mishnah. So Gemara says, if so, mani matnisin. Who does our Mishnah go like? Lechura lo Rabbi Meir, lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbi Yechonon ben Brucha. Our Mishnah does not go like either one of these three mandiyamrim. Why did Tanya learn like this? Mitzvah lozenes abonis. There's a mitzvah, mashma, not a chayv. You don't have an obligation. It's just a mitzvah, if you do it, it's something good to support, feed your daughters. Mitzvah lozenes abonis. And kal v'chayim el abonim. Remeyo, that's a kal v'chayim, and for sure, there's a mitzvah to support your own sons. Why? The yasku b'Torah. Because they learn Torah. Since they learn Torah, they're more important. It's more important to keep them learning Torah. Therefore, if you have to, it's a mitzvah to support your daughters that don't learn Torah. For sure, there's a mitzvah to support your sons that learn Torah. Dear Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, mitzvah los and nesabonim. He holds no, the opposite way. It's a mitzvah to support your sons. But you should know the kal v'chayim alabonis. And he also, but for sure, it's a kal v'chomer that you also have to support your daughters. Why? Mishum zilusa. It's a big zilzla, it's a big embarrassment, like, to make your daughters go out to get collect money, then your sons. For a boy, it's not such embarrassment to have to collect money. Therefore, for sure, it's a svarot, you have to support your daughters, mishum zilusa. But they both hold, it's a mitzvah to support both your son and your daughter. Shalu, which is the Iker, which is the tough hold, but both Rabbi Meir and both Rabbi Yehuda hold, there's a mitzvah to support both of them. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brucha Oimer, Choyva Loza Nesabonis, Li'acha Misa Savin. He holds no. There's a Choyva as a Tanai Ksuba that you have to feed your daughters. After the husband dies, then whoever Yarshans, the Nechasim, have to give money to the daughters. The daughters get fed after the father dies from his property. But when the father is alive, Rav Yechonon ben Bruka holds, Eilu v'yeilu eina nizoinen. No, mashma is not even a mitzvah. There's not even a mitzvah for the father to support either his daughter or his son. That's what Rav Yechonon ben Bruka holds. So who the kasher is now, mani mastisin. If so, who does our Mishnah go like? E Reb Meir, if you want to say our Mishnah goes like Reb Meir, Ha'omar boni mitzvah. Reb Meir says there's a mitzvah to support your sons. And now Mishnah Tzedek, it's only a mitzvah on your daughter and not on your son. So it's not like Reb Meir. E Reb Yudah, if you want to say Mishnah goes like Reb Yudah, Ha'omar boni nami mitzvah. He again also says there's a mitzvah to support both of them. And the Mishnah's mashma, it's only a mitzvah on bitoy, on your daughter and not on your son. E Reb Yechonon ben Bruka, if the Mishnah should go according to Reb Yechonon ben Bruka, afilu mitzvah nami leka. His mashma, there's no mitzvah, there's no choy b'chlal to support your children. Just la'acha misa, when the father dies, then there's a loch upon the yoshim that there's a choy they have to support the daughters. But mashma, when the father is alive, there's no chiv at all to support your children. So who does that Mishnah go like? So my answer, it could go like any one of them. He boy is saying, if you want, I'll tell you Rebbe Meir. He boy is saying, if you want, I'll tell you Rebbe Yehuda. And he boy is saying, Rebbe Yechonon ben Bruka, if you want, I'll tell you, it goes according to Rebbe Yechonon ben Bruka also. How mischief go according to either one of them? What's the pshat? He boy is saying, if you want, I'll tell you Rebbe Meir. How mischief goes according to Rebbe Meir. And Rebbe Meir holds there's a mitzvah to support, to be mezin your son and your daughter. So I am Mishnah's mashma only on the bito, your daughter, not your son. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Our father does not have a chiyuv, there's no obligation to support your daughter. The same halach applies upon your daughter. The same din applies on your son, right. But there is a mitzvah to support your daughter. And could be that's the kal v'chayim for your bonim also. Like Reb Meir holds, that since your sons learn Torah, it's a kal v'chayim, you should have to support them also. Like, make it easy for them to learn. So why does the Mishnah just talk about your bitoy, your daughter? The reason why the Mishnah says that there's no chiv to support your daughter, that the afilo bitoy chayvu deleko mitzvika. According to Reb Meir holds, there's a chiv,